Welcome back to the table I built, a space for underdogs, builders, and dreamers. Hi, I'm Andrea Walton, and here we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. Pull up a chair, your seat at the table is waiting. So in today's episode, it's one that I've been waiting to record. And if you've ever worked in a corporate environment, questioned your value in a room full of polished titles, this episode is for you. It's called You Were Always the Strategy. Now, let's be real. Corporate life teaches you a lot, right? We know it sharpens our skills. It expands our network and capabilities. It builds our resume and experience, but it also can test your self-worth, stretches your boundaries, and if you're not careful, it can chip away at who you are. Now, I've sat in executive rooms where multi-million dollar decisions were made. I've helped design people strategies, org charts, talent and succession plans. But do you know what I've learned along the way? That the best strategy isn't the systems, it's the people. It's those lived experiences, the emotional intelligence, the perspective of someone who sees what others miss. That is the real edge. And for many of us who've had to navigate those rooms, without privilege, without pedigree, or even protection, we were the strategy long before they gave us a seat. Now, here's what they don't teach you. No one tells you how lonely it can be in leadership sometimes, how often you may question if you even belong in the room, especially when you're the only one who looks like you or comes from where you come from. What they also don't tell you is how many times you'll have to advocate for your own value or teach people how to see you or how to pronounce your name or remind yourself that credentials alone won't protect you. But your voice, your courage, your edge, that is what cannot be duplicated. And that is why you were always the strategy. So let's talk diversity, equity, and inclusion. I know it is a hot button issue right now. And I've been a part of DEI conversations for years that were bold and brave, and others that were very performative and sometimes painful. But here's what I've learned. Real diversity, equity, and inclusion does not live in PR statements or in social media posts. It lives in systems where decisions are made about people and pay and development. That's where it lives. Inclusion is not just who gets hired, it's who gets heard. And equity means access, voice, and opportunity without having to shrink yourself to belong. And that shouldn't be a hot button issue. If you've ever had to educate a room before being respected by it, you've already done the hard work. And yes, that's strategy too. So I want you to remember your value. You might have been passed over, silenced, or even underestimated, but that didn't erase your value ever. The system may not always reward heart. But don't let that convince you that heart is weakness. You're not just a performer that goes to work day in and day out. You are a purpose bearer. So the next time you feel like you might be out of place, I want you to remind yourself, I was always the strategy. I've been the blueprint. I've carried the culture. I've done the invisible labor, and still, I rise. So let me give you some powerful reminders, some truths that I want you to walk away with today. You don't ever have to perform to belong. You don't. You don't need validation to be valuable. Your lived experience is leadership. And the system may not have been built for you, but you are still worthy of thriving within it, reshaping it, or in some cases, leaving it to build your own. You are the strategy. You've always been. So as we wrap, first, thank you for listening to The Table I Built. I have gotten some incredible messages and DMs and encouraging words about how my micro podcast is being received and how I'm sharing my voice in a new way. So thank you for all who's listening. And if this episode reminded you of your brilliance, of your resilience, of your rightful place at the table, then share it with someone who also may need that same reminder too. So next week, we'll shift into creation mode. What does it take to build something from the ground up, right? And we've started these podcasts talking about reinvention. And many of you may be in that in-between or reinvention. So next week, we'll talk about building from the ground up and why legacy is never accidental. So until then, keep walking in your worth. And remember, you are the strategy. You've always been. Take care and have a great day.